You know, I came here for gold, but silver's the next best. So not exactly what I came for, but the first, not bad for the first Commonwealth Games. And, you know, being here in Scotland, it's just an amazing energy, and all the fans were spectacular, and just like a roaring crowd. So it really felt like the Olympics, which is a great stepping stone for sure. There was a bit of rain, so kind of what we expected, but all in all, the weather held up, and yeah, so I felt really strong.
Yeah. There was a bit of a slip in, I think, the second lap. How did you recover from that?
I'm sorry, the second lap?
Second lap, you slipped a bit and you fell back a few seconds. How did you recover?
It was a pretty fast start, and my goal was just to kind of feel the crowd out, because, you know, Annie Less from England, she's back from injury, and she had a lot of potential, which she was fourth place, and I was really proud of her, and Beck Henderson, Australia rider, was third, and I just really wanted to feel how the field was going to play out, shake out, and then let it become tactical, and you know, we try to take every race and learn what we can, and learn our components' ability and their tactic skills, and so that's really what it came down to, is a bit of tactical and to get Canada 1-2, gold and silver. I think it really helps one another, and it's great to see that. We've always been a top-ranked country for the women's cross-country mountain biking, and I think that it really puts a bar really, really high for our development program, and it's really inspiring. I mean, I wasn't that long ago, I was looking up to the Canadian top women, and now being one is really inspiring. I just gave myself goosebumps saying that, but we really feed off each other and push each other, and we really just carry that forward and use that into a world program.
Oh, can I just ask one more thing? Pendro probably won't make the next Commonwealth Games. Are you wanting to take her place, be the next star of the
You know, I never really want to take someone's place. However, you know, building off what I've been building the last, you know, 10 years, myself and my coach Adam Work is also my husband. We've been an incredible team, and it's really just feeding off that and gaining as much experience and strength and smarts as I can along the way, and then it'll be my turn to shine and get that gold for sure.
Well, thank you. Good luck for next time.